Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula is the group most capable and most likely to carry out a terror attack on the United States. That's the message from a top intelligence official for members of Congress today. Joining us live, WTOP's national security correspondent J.J. Green with this week's edition of The Hunt. J.J., tell us why Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula is at the top of the list.
Because even though Al-Qaeda core, the parent group, Osama bin Laden's group, is weak, this group should not be confused with being weak like them. This is a different organization. They've got different funding. They've got different location training. Everything about this group is different, and it is much more capable of doing whatever it is that it wants to do than the core Al-Qaeda group is at this point. And this was a message from Matthew Olson, who's the director of the National Counterterrorism Center for the House Homeland Security Committee today. And in addition to that, what he said was this organization has been out there for a while and has proven over time that they can set a successful attack or plot in motion. All we have to do is think back to the cargo plot in 2010.
And they're, even though they're weaker, they're able to export their ideology to Africa, other places in the Middle East. How are they pulling this off?
Well, what they're doing is there are organizations out there that express interest, express some kind of identification with Al-Qaeda. So what they do is they go and they show them how to raise money. They show them how to plot, how to plan. There are some executive and administrative functions, admittedly, that are a part of the business of terrorism. And that's what they show them how to do. They also show them how to build bombs, how to acquire weapons, how to move weapons, how to move people, how to move documents. Those are the kinds of things that the organization is exporting to these other groups that are just beginning their operations in other parts of the world.
Did you hear any discussion of possible terror attacks at the Olympics?
There are concerns about that, and Olson said that they are looking very carefully and closely at that. But no one would go into any specific detail, obviously, for obvious reasons, about what they were doing. But they did say that they were looking at this and making sure that they were doing all that they could and that was necessary to prevent something from happening at the Olympics. But it is a concern because of the situation that's existed for a while there with the security personnel available or not in the UK. So every country that's sending athletes there is participating in some form in security, and the U.S. is no exception.
Hezbollah and Iran are being blamed for that terror attack on Israelis in Bulgaria. What you're telling us, though, what the Homeland Security Committee is hearing is that this all sounds very, very frightening about Al-Qaeda. Are U.S. citizens or U.S. locations at risk, JJ?
Yeah. And, you know, there's two things at play here. Hezbollah and Iran are supposedly behind this attack in Bulgaria. There's some thought that Israel is going to strike back at some point. Will that come before, during, or after the Olympics? And if so, will Hezbollah try to attack the Olympics? This is where they come into this picture. And the thought is they would be crazy to do that because the world would know that it's an Iranian or Hezbollah attack. As far as Al-Qaeda goes, and of course, U.S. citizens would be at risk, obviously, because of where the Olympics are and U.S. athletes being there. But would Al-Qaeda be engaged in this? They too, are very interested in any kind of large-scale attack they can launch. The Olympics is certainly a target for them as well, according to U.S. intelligence officials. And, of course, U.S. citizens, again, would be at risk.
That's WTOP's national security correspondent J.J. Green joining us live this week with The Hunt.